Stanley started to say something to him, but no words came out of his mouth, and he had to try again.
How you doing?
It hurt to talk.
Not good, Zero said quietly.
With great effort, he rolled over, raised himself to his knees, and crawled to the waterhole. He lowered his head into it and lapped up some water. Then he jerked back, clutched his knees to his chest, and rolled to his side. His body shook violently. Stanley thought about going back down the mountain to look for the shovel so he could make the water hole deeper. Maybe that would give them cleaner water. They could use the jars as drinking glasses. But he didn't think he had the strength to go down, let alone make it back up again. And he didn't know where to look. He struggled to his feet. He was in a field of greenish-white flowers that seemed to extend all the way around Big Thumb. He took a deep breath, then walked the last 50 yards to the giant precipice and touched it. Tag, you're it. Then he walked back to Zero and the waterhole. On the way, he picked one of the flowers. It actually wasn't one big flower, he discovered, but instead, each flower was really a cluster of tiny little flowers that formed a round ball. He brought it to his mouth but had to spit it out. He could see part of the trail he had made the night before when he carried Zero up the mountain. If he was going to head back down and look for the shovel, he realized,